Hi, my name is Caitlin Girdwood, and I am the owner of Maple Street Jam, which is a small batch jam company here in Pittsburgh. We were born out of the pandemic because whenever people didn't know if they're ever going to leave their house again, I needed to find a way to make money at home. So in the beginning, it was definitely a lot of trial and error because I would make jam for parties and bring it to my friends' home, but doing it commercially was a whole different ballgame. There's a lot of requirements I had to search and make sure I was doing everything properly. The health department actually comes to our home and checks it out, and it's legit. Learning all of that was really interesting in the beginning, and also learning the right recipes and what would work and what would sell and all the flavor profiles. It was really fun, but it was a lot of work in the beginning. Now I'm a pro, I would like to say. But the name Maple Street Jam came from where I live, which is Maple Street. For parties, I'd make pepper jam, which I loved, and all my friends loved it, and it just made me feel good bringing it to them. I don't know, just kind of homey. Like, jam is homey, you know? And my mom and I also really like high tea. Like, we think that's really fun, so incorporating that into our business, like the feeling of it, the English high tea kind of vibe. Being a photographer and also making jam, there's definitely some crossover in there because you have to brand a lot with a small business. So just being able to do that on my own was really nice. But our labels, I knew I wanted peacocks on it because I just love them. I think they're majestic and regal. And I actually got help from a designer in London because I really wanted to have that like English high tea kind of vibe to it. Some of the flavor combinations I currently have are blueberry lemon, and that one's really refreshing. I really do enjoy that one. And then my favorite signature one that I have all year round is definitely the honey rum strawberry, and that has strawberries in it, and then Maggie's Farm rum, which is delicious. It's spiced rum, so all those warm spices get in there. And then we always have pepper jam too, which is bell peppers and jalapenos and habanero, like one habanero for the whole batch. But yeah, those are our signature ones that we have all year round. We use basil in our strawberry basil jam, and it's really delicious. It just adds like a freshness to it. It's unexpected, but it's really delicious. It is a process. You do have to learn the steps, but I encourage everyone out there to try to make your own homemade jam. It's so much fun. You can put any flavor you want in the whole world in it. So our ingredients, we really try to source locally, but it's not always possible in Pittsburgh, especially during the winter. We do work with farmers markets and try to get our produce that way. With herbs and taste and where I get the recipes from, it's really trial and error, but I kind of have a good sense of what I would like. So I'm hoping other people will also like it. I mean, it seems to work. What I would like to eat is kind of where my inspiration comes from. I'm going to be making plum vanilla and then maybe like a warm spice, but it's just kind of like what I'm craving, and that's how it gets translated to my recipes. I know as a chef who makes jam, I probably should be saying spring is my favorite season, but I really enjoy warm spices and the fall. I like to be cozy with my jam and my toast and my tea, so that's definitely my favorite season is fall. My favorite herb is anise. I love anise. My favorite, 100%. I know it's not for everybody. I could wear it as a perfume. I love the smell of it. It's really nostalgic. I'm Italian, so it's really nostalgic to me. But my favorite way to use it is not in the jam, sadly, which I need to come up, I think, with a jam. But my favorite way to use anise is definitely in Italian wedding cookies. They're so delicious. And we have a recipe that's been passed down through generations of women in my family. And it's just so good. I'm really excited to actually make that this year. To find us, you can go to our website at maplestreetjam.com, or you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at maplestreetjam. To find us in the community, you can go to Love Pittsburgh. We're at Still City Salt. We are at Gifted Hands. We are also at James Cafe and DeFair. And there's a list on the website. There's a bunch, so you can find us there. If you have any questions about jam making, you can definitely reach out to me. I'm here to help. And thank you for listening.